Since that first meeting, Dr. Olson and Ms. Coy and their staff supported us in the law school in allowing us to use portions of the training materials and video tutorials in a self-paced course for our own students. Among others, oil and gas students learned in very broad and easy to digest overview, drilling technologies, environmental mitigation approaches in use in the industry, and some basic geology in water and reservoir systems. These materials not only include text from distinguished senior faculty, but also illustrations, short and succinct video lectures, such as you will see in just a couple of minutes, and knowledge evaluation quizzes, all in an intuitively packaged and self-paced training program. The initial program development was undertaken by a consortium of three esteemed universities, Penn State, UT Austin, and the Colorado School of Mines, all of which jointly produced the content largely from members of their faculties and experts associated with the universities. The stated purpose of the program was to provide, or is to provide, an online course for oil and gas professionals focusing on fundamental technology, science, and engineering in oil and gas operations. Now, as we look at our first slide, the course creators have addressed the training to attorneys and legal professionals who may have need for what amounts to very well-produced, non-biased educational tools to provide easy access, explanation of the scientific and technological topics that are necessary for understanding oil and gas projects, both the tangible and intangible aspects, agreements, disputes, and policy arguments. As stated, their goal is to efficiently provide counsel with a better understanding of geology, drilling, and production technology, emerging technical issues, and environmental advancements. If we can go to the second slide. Thank you, Rob. You will see two of the four course segments that are available in the training. The first is a full course on petroleum geology, and then there is also a full course designed for petroleum engineering and technology. There are two other segments not shown in this introduction, but which I've actually used in our law school curriculum. There's a course on environmental stewardship, and also a course devoted to emerging trends. As shown in the second slide, for example, component lessons are packaged in each of the two courses. As you see an example in the petroleum engineering course on the right side of the screen. Individual lessons include the anatomy of a drill site, the drilling process in detail, potential problems while drilling, and so on, concluding with decommissioning and reclamation. Then the next slide, if we could advance one more, shows an exemplar interactive segment involving drilling equipment. One can access it, and if we go just to the next slide, choose numbered locations on the drill site and obtain expanded illustrations and explanations of the specific equipment and its functions. So, for example, if you need to explain or take a position about number 42, Kelly bushing, or number 44, the power tongs, there is a ready illustration, definition, and description of the devices and their functions. At this point, I'll turn the discussion over to Rob. I'd like, among other things we talked about, was his own sampling of the interactive drilling rig And then he can explain to you the upcoming various course components.